promiseofgod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas. Got a question for you.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, is hell eternal?
That's a good question, Mary. Is hell eternal? And I'm going to say, I know many shall disagree with me, but I'm going to say that no, hell is not eternal. Is judgment eternal? Yes, judgment is eternal, but hell itself is not eternal. You know how we talked about last time and how that how that hell is in the center of the earth. Well, if hell is in the center of the earth, then we must ask ourselves, is the earth eternal? And that's a question that we would have to ask ourselves. But is hell eternal? Turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, and we'll read verse 10. It says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and they which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up." Notice it says that the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and that the elements that are in heaven, the stars and the moons and all the suns that are in the universe, it says, shall melt with fervent heat. But notice the comma after that, but it says the earth also. Not only the heavens will experience this, but the earth also. But notice that the earth shall melt, and that the earth shall pass away, and not only what is on top of the earth, but the earth itself shall melt away. Now, it says melt away. In other words, it existed, and now it doesn't exist. Okay? But notice the second verse in verse 11. "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved." What shall be dissolved? The earth, everything up above, the earth and the heavens shall be dissolved. Now, the word dissolved, if you take a grain of sugar and you put it into a glass of water, the grain of sugar will totally dissolve and melt away and become part of the water. In itself, the same way is what shall happen with the moon and the stars and the many suns and the earth. They shall pass away, or they shall be dissolved to the point to where they shall no longer exist in the universe, or what we call space. They shall dissolve. Everything that makes up the earth shall be totally dissolved into space, and shall be absorbed into the space to where it will no longer exist. It is passed away. There's no longer any use for the earth, for the sun, the moon, and the stars. Now, many will disagree with me, and Jehovah's Witnesses will disagree with me, and that's fine. But the scriptures, I think, are very plain that it shall be dissolved and that it shall no longer exist anymore. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 20, and we see again Revelation chapter 20. Now, this is happening on the last judgment, the day of judgment. And all those who are in hell have come forward to stand before the judgment day. And notice what it says verse 11 of chapter 20 of Revelation. And it says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them." In other words, they are of no longer any use. Therefore, they were done away with. And therefore, remember, just like that grain of sugar is dissolved in the water, for imagine, if you would, that water represents outer space, and that grain of sugar represents the earth. The word dissolved means that it passed away, that it is absorbed into the water. And that's what's going to happen to our planet called Earth. Notice again at Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, and it says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Again, it is saying that there is a new heaven and a new earth, and that the earth was passed away. There is no longer any place for them, no longer any place for the earth, but there is a place for the new heaven and the new earth. Also, Christ said and told his disciples, he says, I go to prepare a place for you, for in my Father's house there are many mansions. I believe that the new earth already exists and is in preparation or has already been prepared for the saints. When the old earth is dissolved into what we know as outer space or the universe, and on that judgment day, a present shall be given to the saints, to those who have inherited eternal life through Jesus Christ, and they shall see the new earth coming down, their inheritance coming down, not an old earth that's been renewed, but a new earth, brand spanking new, completely different from the other one. I think when the Lord said, I go prepare a place for you, I think he's going to go prepare a place on the second earth for his saints. And that's what I believe. But I think it's very clear as to what the Bible says about the earth that shall be dissolved away. If the earth shall be dissolved away, then what happens to hell? Well, if it's dissolved away into the universe, then hell no longer exists, because remember, our studies have unveiled or revealed to us that hell is in the center of the earth. Okay, now, what happens to those who do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord Savior and want to continue in their life of sin and not have their sins paid for through Christ's death as their atonement? Well, when they die, they go to hell. But then comes that day of judgment. Remember in Jude and where else was it? Well, in the book of Jude and in Peter, it described hell as being a jail, like a jail, a holding place, because it said that the wicked shall remain there until the day of judgment. And then on the day of judgment, they shall be released, and they shall stand before the great white throne. You can read Revelation chapter 20, and you will see this. But notice, and remember what we said, it's just like today. The jail, the local jail, is only the holding place until a criminal stands before the judge. After he stands before the judge, he doesn't go back to the county jail. He goes where? He goes to the prisons. Completely two different places. The county jail is not the final place of punishment, but the state prisons, or federal prisons, are the final place of their punishment, but not the county jails. It's the same thing here. If we read parts, and we will, Revelations chapter 20, we'll see what it says. Starting at verse 12, this is a great white throne judgment. It says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Now these are the lost who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. This salvation is not by works or how good you are, but they shall see that their works, because if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then the only way to get to try to get to heaven is through works, and that's a complete impossibility. And all those who have rejected Jesus Christ, and all those who believe that by works they're going to make it into heaven, shall stand before the great white throne, and they shall see that their works are of no avail. Because notice that everyone that came out of hell, and everyone that came out of the sea, and came out of death, that they were judged, and their works did them no good, because everyone that stands before the throne of God, everyone that comes out of hell, they go into another place of punishment. Listen to it again. It says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell, notice word hell, delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There's no designation here. The word hell here is the unseen world. And the unseen world, which is in the center of the earth, gave up the dead. And they stood before the great white throne, and it said that everybody who came out of the unseen world, and everybody that came out of the unseen world, stood before the great white throne, and they were cast into the lake of fire. Now, why is there a difference here? If hell was to be the final place of punishment, why would they say that the dead came out of hell, and then why didn't they say, and after judgment, they were cast back into hell? It doesn't say this. It is very clear that the earth passed away and there's no longer any place for them. In other words, there's no use for them because they were dissolved. But the final place of punishment is not hell because earth has been dissolved and no longer of any use. Again, I repeat, if hell is the lake of fire, which it is not, why didn't God just say, okay, the dead gave death and hell gave up the dead and then stood before the great white throne judgment and then was thrown back in hell? But it doesn't say that. It very clearly states that there's that the earth was passed away and there's no longer any place for them, it says in Revelations. And then it talks about how that the dead, before the earth was dissolved, the dead came out of hell, stood before the great white throne judgment. And then they were cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is not in hell. The lake of fire is not hell. This is another place. This is the final place of judgment. Is judgment eternal? Yes. The lake of fire and its fire is eternal. And the judgment upon those who refuse Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior shall leave hell, shall leave the jail cell, stand before the great white throne, stand before their judge, and then be cast into the place of final punishment, which is like a state prison, and shall be cast into eternal judgment, and the fire shall consume them for eternity. Is hell eternal? No, but the lake of fire is eternal. Before I completely close, I would like to go back to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, where the word says melt in the Greek. The word melt means to dissolve, and the word there, dissolve, means to liquefy, to liquefy. So if the earth is going to be liquefied, can anyone live upon it? No. And it says that the elements thereof. But the earth also shall be melted away as well. I mean, it is clear. But if there's anybody out there that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, where's your eternal, where are you going to spend eternity? There's life after death. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you shall go to hell and then stand before the great white throne, then be cast into the lake of fire. And I pray to God, if there's anybody within distance of my voice, I pray that you will confess yourself as a sinner and accept what Christ did upon the cross, and that was he died for your sins, and that you would repent and turn away from that way of life and follow after Christ. Because if you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, and something was to happen to you tonight while you're going home in the car, have a car accident, we don't know. We don't know when our time is at hand. It's better to take care of business right now. And I pray to God, if there's anybody within hearing distance and you haven't taken care of business, I pray, and if you're in the car, pull the car over. Pull the car over to the shoulder, off the shoulder, and take care of business. If you're in the airplane, take care of business. Wherever you are, take care of business. Because your future is very gloom without Christ. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416. With your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.